the toys that kids would play on in school ground, they might go up and down on a board.
Teeter-totter?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Teeter-totter.
No, that's okay. That way I can check to see if you pronounce it the same way. Sometimes they used to make them to go round and round. They have a name for that around here? What do you call that? They just go on and spin around and around.
I know what you mean, but I can't think what they
do. They call it here. Flying Jenny or something? Or merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round.
That might be what. Juggling board or something.
I don't know what they call them.
If you had some coal, wanted to bring it in, you might carry it in a
scuttle.
Coal scuttle, I think you'd call it.
Okay. And if you had some dirt you wanted to carry from one part of the yard to the other, you might put it in a
wheelbarrow.
If you want to sharpen your scythe, you might sharpen it on a
grindstone?
Or if you didn't have a grindstone, you might have
a use a whetstone.
Okay. Now if your axle was squeaking, you say I better
grease it.
And if after you fried some eggs in the morning, you might say your skillet is very
greasy?
And if you had a lamp before electricity, you probably had to put one in it.
Kerosene?
You ever call a coal lamp?
Yes.
Coal lamp. I called it that, but we never did. That's always been kerosene or not me.
All right, up till the last few years, if you had a flat tire, you had to get a patch put on the
inner tube?
No, they don't seem to have inner tubes anymore, do they?
Not many.
You want to go fishing on the river, you might row out in a, what kind of a boat?
Rowboat.
And to get it away from the shore, you'd have to, what would you say?
Give it a push.
You ever say launch a boat?
Yeah, that's launch boat.
And if I handed you these papers, and then I said, would you please give me the papers? And you'd say, here
they are.
I'm using the word papers in it. Here's
some papers.
Okay. It may not sound like I'm getting what I want, but I am, really. This is combinations of vowels and consonants and that sort of thing we're interested in, too. Somebody says, you did it. You say, no, it, me, it,
I didn't do it.
Or it, begin it with it and end it with me.
It wasn't me.
Okay, and the lady will wear around the kitchen to keep the grease off her apron. She'll wear a pretty
apron.
Did I say keep the grease off her apron? Oh my, I'm not saying what I should be saying. A man has a three-piece suit. The three pieces would be the
coat, vest, and pants.
Okay. Somebody says, did you bring my coat? And you say, yes, I have
brought it.
And he tried this is the coat on yesterday, and he tried it on, and it was just right. It
fit.
Just fit.
Okay. And if you have a hole in your elbow and a hole in your knee, you better say, I'm going to go down to the clothing store and buy a
new suit or a new.
Okay.